From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Thursday, July 12th. It should be mostly sunny and warm across the region today. Look for a high of 91, but the humidity will be a little lower today. Also, heat index readings will not be quite as high, but you still want to take precautions if you're out and about. We'll have pretty high UV index readings, so be sure and stay hydrated and use sunscreen if you're outside today. Well, Democrats think they have a shot at taking a few Illinois congressional seats from Republicans this fall, like the one held by Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Bost. In the 12th District, President Trump's trade war has both winners and losers, steel workers and farmers respectively. But it's not the president's policies that worry Bost. He says he's more troubled by the way Trump comes across on social media and cable news.
In this district right now, his numbers are pretty high. The bad thing is you see only the conflicts and you don't see the positive things that are happening.
Democrats had held this congressional seat until the former state representative Bost won it in 2014. He will face Democrat Brendan Kelly, the St. Clair County State's attorney, and Green Party's Randy Auxerre. Illinois' Savings Retirement Program is about to launch. State Treasurer Mike Frericks visited Carbondale to let people know about the Illinois Secure Choice Savings Program Act. Is going in to allow people to have workplace payroll deduction to save for their retirement.
It's going to benefit about 1.2 million people in the state of Illinois, and we think it's going to allow them to enjoy their golden years, and they're going to be contribute to be spending in their golden years, which will help our economy, and they won't be accessing state services quite as quickly. So this is a win on many fronts.
Frerich says the pilot phase is underway. The full program will launch in three waves. The first in November will involve employers with 500 or more workers. The second wave in July of 2019 will be for businesses with 100 to 499 employees. And then the final wave will be in November of 2019 for employers with 25 to 99 workers. For more information, you can visit the website ilsecurechoice.com. The faculty at SIU Carbondale is working with the administration this summer on a reorganization plan for the campus. Faculty Senate President Jonathan Bean says the group is studying both faculty and administration proposals and working on modifications.
This summer, we're really getting into the meat and potatoes of going through the process of approving these schools or not approving them, so that in the coming year, we will actually start seeing and talking about newly formed schools.
Bean says the faculty senate on Tuesday approved six new schools proposed by the administration. The schools are Applied Engineering and Technology, Biological Sciences, Computing, Earth Systems and Sustainability, Health Sciences, and Psychological and Behavioral Sciences. Bean says he hopes a restructuring plan will be in place by the middle of the upcoming academic year. Chancellor Carlo Montemagno says reorganized schools and new programs will attract more students, boost enrollment, and revitalize the region's economy. Well, Jackson County health officials are looking to monitor lead levels in private water wells in the county. The Jackson County Health Department's Bart Hagston says the free testing program is open to county residents who have water wells.
There's really a lack of research on lead in private drinking water wells, and so this project is really to gather some data to help figure out what the level of lead in drinking water from private wells might be.
Hagston says after the Flint, Michigan water crisis, people around the country became concerned about lead contamination in their drinking water. He says residents wanting to have their well water tested should contact the Jackson County Health Department. Weather-wise, today should be an absolutely gorgeous Thursday across the region. Sunny and warm, but not quite as humid. We'll see a high around 91. Heat index readings will be really closer to the actual temperature today. We'll see winds out of the east-northeast around 3 to 8 miles an hour. That should give way to clear skies tonight with a little bit more relief. We'll see an overnight low of 67. Then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high of 93. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.